Cardiff Uni, urgent action needed to stop job cuts. Cardiff UK member. Cardiff University plans to cut 380 posts over 5 years. The University and College Union, UCU, is combining its national ballot over workload, casualization and pay with a simultaneous ballot over the threat of local compulsory redundancies to hit the Tories' 50% turnout threshold. Staffing cuts won't just affect those losing work. A 2016 survey by the union found that university staff were already working on average almost 2 days unpaid overtime a week. The university has a budget deficit of more than £20 million. But cuts aren't aimed at the Vice-Chancellor's £256,000 salary, or his five-figure performance bonus. The university favors new buildings over staff. It's undergoing a £600 million campus development, and in 2016 borrowed £300 million, the largest public bond in UK higher education history, at £9 million interest a year. This time last year, the union was preparing to strike over pensions, a strike which led to serious employer concessions. At Cardiff University, socialist students and the Trade Union Council spoke at picket lines and rallies. The Trade Union Council arranged for the strikers to speak at other union branches, where they won donations to our strike fund. UCU affiliated to the local Trade Union Council and led the May Day march. These impressive strikes showed the potential power of organized collective action, and this year, the workers are better prepared for what's ahead. Support by students, the wider trade union movement and militant rank and file action will send a clear message to Cardiff University management. Staff will not tolerate further assaults on their working conditions, and we must also use the union elections to elect a fighting left leadership to coordinate our fight back.